There are probably fewer American fans in Sochi than at previous Winter Games, partly because of security concerns, and partly because it's expensive and time-consuming to get there. But Americans are represented with gusto by a group of evangelical Christians who call themselves International Sports Chaplains. NPR's Corey Flintoff ran into some of them in Sochi, and he sends this postcard.
It's a sunny day at the Olympic Park with bands playing and fans strolling around the various skating venues, stages, and team pavilions. The chaplains move through the crowd in teams of three or four, engaging with people wherever they can.
My name is Myrna Gregory. I'm from Brandon, Mississippi, which is near Jackson, and I am serving at the Olympics. This is my seventh Olympics to serve as an international sports chaplain.
We love God. We love sports, so what better place to come than one of the greatest sporting events every 2 years to come and tell people about our belief in God?
That's fellow chaplain James Gardner, a minister from West Monroe, Louisiana. This is his fifth Olympics. Most of the people here are decked out in Russian team colors, so the American chaplains stand out.
Well, I've got a black cowboy hat with pins all over it, and then I've got a backpack that's got pins literally all over the back of it. People see that and they want to trade pins, and then trading pins is a good opportunity because I trade a pin, but then I'll usually share with them, hey, I've got a pin I'll give to you. It's got a story. Can I share with you that story? And then therefore we can go about sharing the gospel.
Myrna Gregory tells the story to a young volunteer near the entrance to the park.
Well, see this dark area on the pin? That represents those choices that we make that are probably not the best choice. I want to tell you that red represents that God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for us. And when we accept his love and his forgiveness in our life, he makes us clean and white, just like snow. And then one day when this physical body dies, which it will die one day, we'll spend eternity with him. And the Bible says heaven is paved with streets of gold. And so that is the story behind this pin. Have you ever heard that story before?
No.
Isn't that a beautiful story?
Yes, it's a very beautiful story, but I'm so far from this aspect of our life. It's hard for me to feel deep in it.
In spiritual things?
Yes,
okay.
In spiritual
things.
But
that's
things.
Okay.
And so it goes. Southern accents meeting Slavic ones in the Olympic Village. Myrna Gregory says this event has been harder than the other six Olympic Games she's attended, in part because there are fewer people who speak English. She thinks concerns about security kept a lot of people away.
I mean, my family, my daughter said, I don't want you to go. You know, we had family and friends that said, we don't want you to go. And I really felt like God was telling me I needed to go.
Before these Olympics are over, 20 international sports chaplains will have answered that call to engage with people at the Winter Games. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Sochi.